Support for WMFE comes from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University's worldwide campus, where highly ranked online degree programs offer the flexibility to learn what students want from wherever they are. More at erau.edu/worldwide.
This is Spotlight, Central Florida Public Media's arts, culture, and entertainment segment. I'm Nicole Darden Creston. The Spotlight is on now. The 21st annual Come Out with Pride Parade and Festival takes place this weekend in downtown Orlando. It's expected to be large. The organization says 230,000 people came last year to watch the parade, engage with the event booths and entertainment around Lake Eola, and catch the nighttime fireworks. Come Out with Pride Executive Director Tatiana Quiroga says things are different this year. Changing federal DEI policies and state-level decisions like removing the Pulse crosswalk feel personal. She says they're taking a noticeable cultural and financial toll on the event itself and the LGBTQ community. So the theme for this year's Family Friendly Fest is We the People, aiming for a message of inclusivity that leaves room for all people to be their authentic selves and still be part of America's fabric.
This year, people who come down and join us can expect so much from Come Out with Pride. We are the largest single day event in the city of Orlando and also Orange County. It just warms my heart to know that we've got all different kinds of folks that come down and join us. We've got, you know, clearly members of the community and then allies and parents and grandparents and, you know, kiddos. And it's just such a wide range of folks that come down and join us to be able to just celebrate their authentic selves.
Has anything regarding the event had to change given recent shifts in the larger culture?
This year feels different. This year has a different tone to it, which has been a mind shift for us. One of the biggest things that we're feeling is the economic impact that our partners, being our large corporate partners, to anywhere to our small businesses, we have a lot that did not return for various reasons. For so many larger corporations, their DEI budgets have been completely cut, and also their employee resource groups. See, I wasn't expecting that. Where I'm like, okay, the DEI kind of makes sense, but for large corporations to eliminate the resource groups caught me off guard. And what folks don't realize is that lots of times the people that sign up as our sponsors aren't actually the corporations, it's the resource groups.
Can you explain resource groups?
Basically, different clubs that are within the larger, you know, corporation. So then they'll have an employee resource group that is specifically for the LGBTQ plus community, another resource group that is for community members of color. I've seen ones for even parents. So kind of like these smaller social groups that are within the large corporation.
I see.
And each of those will have their own budgets. And so those are really the folks that end up sponsoring us and partnering with us, not really like, you know, the overall corporation that people see. You know, they see the logo and they assume it's the overall corporation, but most times it's just that resource group. And so I wasn't expecting to see funding cut for also within their own structure, and the resource, the employee resource groups get cut. And so that's where we really did take a hit on lots of our sponsorship. And being an organization that is run by volunteers, I'm the only paid staffer. Anybody else that you see as a volunteer, you know, we did have to have some tough conversations of like, where do we cut? If anything, we really tried our darnest not to, because every aspect of our festival and celebration is so intentionally created that cutting it would then for us mean we're cutting a portion of the community. And we never wanted to do that. If anything, we always want to make sure that people feel included and feel welcomed and accepted, and this is a place for them. So, you know, we definitely tried to get as creative as we could when it comes to making sure that the costs added up. But, you know, costs are definitely a major concern for us this year. And as an organization, there's a lot of misconception as who we are as a nonprofit. Lots of times people think that it's the city of Orlando that's hosting this festival or that we're a private production company. No, this whole entire thing is brought to you by volunteers that literally, this is their passion and dedication and their love letter to the community. And they just want to make sure that it just keeps going. And that's why we will always be a free festival and never charge admission like so many other ones. And that is why we will never cancel like so many other prides in Florida have canceled. And we just see that is not an option. Every year, I want us to bring hope to the community. And I want to make sure that we're creating a space where people can celebrate as their authentic selves. But this year, that feels more critical than ever because it feels like the attacks towards us have been just like back to back to back to back. And before there were legislation and they were threats of legislation, but now we're seeing real live practices of things that are intentionally trying to harm us. We can see the crosswalks being painted over. You know, we can see people being arrested for protesting those. And so that's where I think it's sitting in a very different way than it has in the past.
Why do you think Come Out With Pride is important in these times?
There's so many different levels to why Come Out With Pride is so important at this time. Personally, as a Latina, an immigrant, you know, a queer parent, it's important as a community member for me to be able to gather with other folks in my community. Again, folks who are LGBTQ+ and our allies who are equally as important and really find that affirming space and a reminder that I'm not alone. I'm part of something bigger. And we know most definitely for youth, but also, you know, for adults that those experiences are life-saving. That we have higher numbers of suicide and self-harm, and that lots of times that happens when folks feel isolated and alone and depressed and don't have resources and don't have support and don't have that village. And so I think one of the essential things that we're providing this year is for the opportunity for folks to really see they are not alone. This is a huge celebration of folks coming together to literally celebrate who they are and who their friends are and who their family members are and who their kiddos are. And so that's why I think our festival, our celebration is really open to the entire larger community. Because if you boil it down, you don't have to be part of the community to come and celebrate who you are. You know, I see a lot of allies who have come in the past who just want to bring their kids and show them what inclusivity and just being kind looks like and what people look like when they're just celebrating themselves, you know. And this year, Come Out With Pride is just simply critical because we are providing that opportunity for people to come on down, have the chance to see that they're part of something so much bigger, that they are not alone, that there are people, hundreds of thousands of people that love them for who they are, and that they are welcomed and included and accepted for just being themselves. And, you know, for other folks who feel pretty secure in that, knowing that showing up on Saturday as your authentic self is already a sign of rebellion and resistance. That's the part that's mind-blowing about folks who push back and protest against our event. Literally, they don't want us to exist. So just me as an individual, as a queer Latina immigrant, my pure existence and just showing up on Saturday means I'm standing up to those folks and showing my resistance and my resiliency and saying, I am here, I'm not going anywhere, and this space is ours. And so that's where I think this year is really more critical than any other, because I feel like there's a lot more on the line than there has been in the past.
That was Tatiana Quiroga, Executive Director of Come Out With Pride. I'm Nicole Darden. Creston, thanks for listening to Spotlight.